Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Mirby. The New Testament reading for today is from John 4, 46 to 57. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. We confess in the third article of the Creed, "I believe that by my own reason or strength I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him." Faith is a miracle, a gift we cannot give ourselves. In our text today, Jesus declares emphatically, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The father of a dying child doesn't have time to try to refute Jesus' claim, nor to deny it. He simply presses Jesus to come with him. "Sir, come before my child dies." But Jesus does not go. Rather, he speaks a word, "Go, your son will live." With that word, Jesus accomplishes two miracles. The second is the more obvious, for at that very hour the sick child begins to recover. But the first miracle is more instructive for us. For the first miracle is that the father hears these words and believes them, even before he returns home to see their effect. He takes them to heart and trusts that they will be fulfilled. How often do we feel that we just need God to do one thing for us, and then believing in him will be easy? Friends, God has done something for you. He has given you his word of promise. You cannot work up faith in yourself, but you can set your minds on the things that God promises in Christ. Jesus' death is your death to sin. Jesus' resurrection is your promise of eternal life. And Jesus promises that baptism joins you to him, that bread and wine bring his body and blood to your lips, that a fellow sinner speaks a word of forgiveness to you, and your sin is separated from you as far as the east is from the west. We haven't seen the results of these words, but by God's grace they accomplish the miracle of believing in them. Still today, God's word creates faith as the Holy Spirit calls you by the gospel, enlightens you with his gifts, sanctifies and keeps you in the true faith. All of this apart from your own reason and strength. All of this is pure gift for Christ's sake, because God is gracious. Triune God, whose very name is holy, Teach us to be faithful hearers and learners of your word, fervent in the Spirit as Apollos was, that we may teach it correctly against those who have been led astray into falsehood and error, and that we might follow the example of Aquila and Priscilla for the good of the church you established here and entrusted into our humble care. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen.